Watch, nearly 150 join pro-Trump boat parade in San Francisco Bay. By Amy Furr on October 13, 2020. Almost 150 people in 40 boats joined a flotilla Saturday to show support for President Donald Trump in San Francisco, California. The group departed from McCovey Cove for the Golden Gate Bridge that morning while participants waved American flags and Trump 2020 flags, according to the Mercury News. Those without boats were encouraged to line the San Francisco shoreline and show their support, the outlet said. The Santa Clara County Republican Party advertised the flotilla on its website and encouraged participants to bring your friends and let San Francisco hear our message, for more years. Singers Joy Villa and Diana Nagy performed during the event. Our goal is to draw national attention, including recognition and support from the president and his family, as our predecessors have. Let's join together around our great president for all he is doing, the group said on Facebook. The Facebook event page said 146 people attended Saturday's flotilla. The Napa County Republican Central Committee later shared a photo montage on YouTube of the parade. Also on Saturday, a big and diverse crowd of people showed up for a pro-Trump rally in Beverly Hills, according to Breitbart News. There were at least two previous pro-Trump rallies in Beverly Hills, the most recent on October 3, 2020. Breitbart News reported that that rally was crashed by BLM and Antifa. Sick, with demonstrators holding signs that read, "Nazi Trump's fuck off." And deport Nazi scum, the article stated. However, a person identified as Whitney R. who attended last Saturday's rally and the one before it said Saturday's event was the largest rally and had the most diverse turnout. Whitney's photos showed participants holding American flags, Trump 2020 flags, and signs with phrases such as Christians for Trump, Chinese Americans for Trump, and LGBTQ Latino for Trump written on them. The energy was running high and American pride was everywhere, Whitney told Breitbart News.